Rubber game between the Mets and Cardinals. Steven Matz making his first career start against the Cardinals. He'd be squaring off against Lance Lynn. We'll take it to the bottom of the third. Tommy Pham at the plate.
That was a great game.
The 3-1. A swing, and the ball's hit down the right field line toward the corner, and it's a gunner. A home run for Tommy Pham the other way, his 11th of the year. That will score Carpenter, giving the Cardinals a 3-0 lead. Here's the abbreviated windup, the 0-2 pitch. A swing and a fly ball hit well. Left center field, it's a gunner. The ball lands in the Mets bullpen. Paul DeJong's 9th home run of the year. And he's 9 for 10 in this series. 4-0 Cardinals.
Straight away infield, the same in the outfield, and the pitch with two on and two out. Swinging a line drive, the base hit the right center. That's going to score a fan. And the Cardinals now lead it 5-0. DeJong on deck with a single and a home run is now 6 out of his last 6. Swinging a high fly ball to right field. Back goes the right fielder Bruce at the wall, leaps, and he can't make the catch. It's a home run.
Boyd continues to play behind Bruce at first, one on, one out. The 3-2 pitch, a swing and a ground ball to third. Jerko throws to second, out. On to first base, out. That's a double play.
All Cardinals today as they win 6-0. The Mets have now lost 5 of their last 6. In his first career start against the Cardinals, Steven Matz goes 4 1/3, 5 runs on 7 hits. He drops to 2-2. Lance Lynn was nothing short of spectacular, 7 innings, no runs on just 3 hits. On a side note, Tommy Pham would leave the game with right hip tightness. Mike Matheny and the Cardinals come out on top against the Mets as they win 6-0. Here's what Matheny had to say about the victory.
That's a great way to go into the break, no question. Lance was terrific, and obviously a lot of offense. You know, contributions from just about everybody.
Is he allowing you to stand for a shutout?
No, I think he felt the heat, so he wasn't fighting it too much at all.
What did you most like about what he was doing out there today?
He just came at guys. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of guessing on what he was going to do, but he was challenging on both sides of the plate. That's where your guessing had to be, and he had good movement. Thought you could tell by the pop-ups that he was using the top of the zone well, but when he needed to make a pitch, especially on the inside half, he had it, and that got him out of some jams.
Any update on Pham? What happened?
Yeah, they said just some tightness in the hip flexor, mostly generated by, they're thinking, part dehydration, so he measured out well.
What'd you like about your hitter's approach against the guy that's been pitching pretty good baseball coming in?
Yeah, you look at a few of their starters, even DeGrom that first day, to be able to put the kind of offense up that we did. And then Matz is a good pitcher. And I think guys had nice approach, nice idea what they were wanting to do, and didn't miss balls that they were looking for. And just an aggressive approach, I thought, at the plate, they capitalized on.
Does Boyd continue to provide some intrigue as to how you're going to use him in the second half?
Yeah, I mean, there'll be a great challenge to figure out how to use everybody properly. But that's a good problem to have, and have that many talented players. But he has certainly showed that he's capable of being a big part of what we're doing. Yeah, we'll go first day. It'll be Leak, and then Lance, and then Carlos, and then Waino, and then Waka.
And he's walking the extra rest of
you. Yeah, correct. Thought he was, not trying to do too much. He came in just trying to find the zone. He brought it down and came up a little high at the beginning, and then figured out how to get on top of the ball, and then it was, pretty much over once he figures that out. And I think that's what we've seen all season. When he's able to get on top of the ball and timed up with his front foot contact, he's got that downhill plane that's very difficult to get the bat on.
Mike, after all you guys have been through this first half, you feel pretty good about where he is right now?
I feel great about today, and I feel good about yesterday. We got to let them go, and I like the fact that we get a chance to breathe. I like the fact that we got a couple good ones to build on, and some good series against good teams and against good pitchers. And you know, I think that can be something that guys can continue to rehearse in their minds as they prepare for the second half. But to me, we got a whole another season ahead of us, and I like the way our guys are going about their business, the way they're working, the way they're talking, the way they're thinking, and the way they're competing. So right now, it's catch our breath and then jump in for a nice long sprint.
I think I heard you say before the game that so many people would rip you off. Are you using that as a bit of a rallying cry?
Yeah, I don't get up in front of the team and start telling them what everybody else is saying. They know. But I think more importantly, we always talk about being a good self-evaluator, and you know, for the majority of the first half, a good part of that, we hadn't played the kind of baseball we want to play. And I think we're starting to see what it is that we need to expect of ourselves. And some of the young guys had no idea. You know, some of them are just happy to be in a big league uniform playing in this stadium. But they're starting to see there's more to it and more of an expectation when you put this jersey on of what the product should look like. To me, that's where we are right now. We're starting to catch a glimpse of that and starting to get the feel of what it what it should be. And real happy with where they are right now and something to build on.
What's the manager doing for 4 days now?
I'll probably be throwing some batting practice to one of my kids, I'm sure. And I'll be following a little bit of the All-Star stuff. I'll record it so I can see our guys, but getting away from it a little bit.
A great day for Paul DeJong. He goes 2-for-4 and homered in all 3 games of the series. Here's what he had to say about his stellar performance.
Just a good first couple at-bats, get settled right into the game and kind of put it out of reach, it seemed like. We had good pitching, good defense all day, so it was just a good, solid win going into the break.
Tommy Pham, another stellar outing, 3-for-3. He did well, and your buddy Luke Voit also putting one out.
Yeah, Voit and I have been helping each other. We're adjusting well, and we talk a lot in the dugout, and I think that's helping our success.
All right, well, enjoy the days off and have a great All-Star break.
Thank you.
After the All-Star break, the Mets will host the Rockies at Citi Field while the Cardinals will be in Pittsburgh to take on the Pirates.